tensions are running high as sequestration takes hold, especially tension between the White House and reporters. Joining us now, one of those reporters, and a very good one, Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. And Ken, we saw things boil over last week as journalist Bob Woodward says he was essentially threatened by the administration for reporting that sequestration was originally the president's idea. You've had a front row seat as all of this developed. What is your take?
Well, you know, this is part of a larger pattern here. Woodward, of course, as a celebrity journalist, is getting a lot of attention, but there's a simmering problem that the White House press corps has had with this administration for a long time. I've covered the White House since 1986, so this is the fifth administration I've covered. And, there are always ups and downs, but I think what's happened is the adversarial relationship that's normal between a White House and a press corps has become much more antagonistic, largely because neither side trusts the other very much. And there's a lot of points to be made here, but one of them is that our press corps today doesn't feel like it really knows President Obama very well. Everything stems from that. There's no real relationship with the president as we've had with previous presidents. And so there's a lot of simmering hard feelings there because the press corps feels it can't really do its job. And one other quick point on that is it's not just the press corps wants to know the president to get to have a drink with him or something. It's that this White House doesn't allow the reporters to talk to people who might be able to explain what the president is all about. And that happened in the past. It's really not happening very much now.
Right, and we've heard this from other members of the press corps, and while it's certainly frustrating for you as a reporter, as a journalist, what does this mean to average people? Are they not getting the kind of information that they should be getting right now?
I think that's the fundamental point, and that's a very good one. It's not just ego. It's not just a matter of the press corps wanting to get big stories all the time, although that's, of course, part of it. Now, I'm from the school that I was trained as a journalist that we were representing the public, and I think this particular White House has much more of a sense that they're there to represent the president. They are paid by the president's budget, and they're there to commit it to his agenda. In the past, there's been more of a sense of the people at the White House, particularly those in public relations capacities, represent both the president and the public in trying to get information out through the media. That second part is fading. There's a more of a sense that this is a public relations operation to promote Barack Obama rather than that and an effort to put information out in a straightforward way. And that's what troubles a lot of me and a lot of my colleagues in the press corps.
Well, and for future administrations, whether they be Democratic or Republican, you would think that more of this would happen as they try to bypass traditional reporters and get their message out straight through social media.
Exactly, and that's why I don't think it's going to change. And this happened a lot with President Bush, the son in particular, for 8 years, particularly his final 4 years in office, where they were driving everything through their public relations apparatus. That's continuing, and I think the reason is because we in the media don't have as many cards to play. The public doesn't trust us as they might have in the past. And also, it works for the White House. Manipulating the media and going around and bypassing the Washington media and the press corps works for them. They have their own network of millions of people in their own Democratic network. They can go out to social media, and that's what they're doing.
And Ken, quickly, before we let you go here, is there anything that you think on the sequestration issue that we missed because of this?
Well, I think we could have been better informed, I think, about the president's thinking specifically about this whole notion of where his priorities are now in administering the cuts, where he really wants to preserve, protect people and so on. There's a lot of dire consequences that have been predicted, but when it comes down to it, he's got to administer this now. Where are his priorities? What does he want to protect? Who is vulnerable? I think we need to know more about that.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Thank you very much.
Money News.